Good morning. It is the 23rd of December 2010. It's just about 10 o'clock. Good morning. Hope you're well. It's been a while since I've done an audio boo. And I thought, while I'm in the studio, and I've just finished recording day 23's video for the ARC, which is helpbuildtheark.com, I thought I would do a little audio boo because I sort of feel like I've been neglecting you a little bit. Christmas is always a bit of a weird time for me. For the last 2 or 3 years, if you've been following the stuff that I've been doing, or if you know me for the last 3 or 4 years, you'll know that Christmas is always a bit... I always go a little bit sort of inwards and thinking and whatever at Christmas. And I don't feel like that this Christmas. I feel driven and determined and focused. And that feels refreshing. A bit weird, but it feels refreshing. Lots of things that I've always wanted to do are started to come together. You know, the whole idea of that aggregation, transcoding, distribution, part of that has sort of, transformed itself into this posturous thing that I've been working on. And I'm really, really pleased with it. And I know it has a certain amount of shelf life, but I'm glad it's sort of on the way. Elsewhere, yesterday we had a sit down, me and CJ at PCM Creative, about things that are happening in January, February, and just getting all planned out for next year. And I'm really, really hoping that I can get some either temporary or full-time work with somebody, because I feel like I need that sort of backing of a company, but also that monetary side of it, which will feed into my projects and my kit. I desperately need some new kit. The two things that I really, really want are a Canon 5D and a MacBook Air 11-inch, because my poor MacBook Pro is just battle damaged. I'd also like to see if we can get the screen removed off that, because the screen is snapped on both sides. It sort of flays back and forth. CJ's tried to tape it up, but it's just, you know, the inevitability of it. It'd be great if I could get that surgically removed and just have it as the keyboard, as the base, because then I could connect it up via the DV port to a monitor and just use it in the studio for like a webcam host of some sort. Repurpose it in some way. Other than that, the studio's really cool. I tidied up yesterday, found my clippers finally. I don't know if you've been seeing me moaning about my hair. It was getting really, really sort of thick and bushy, and I put a hat on and I couldn't feel the hat. It was that bushy. Feel a little bit out of sync with the days that we're posting. Also feel a little bit out of sync as to what Christmas should be this year. Obviously, I'm going to be spending it with some friends at some point over Christmas. It does bring a stark reminder, drives it quite home about not having a house at Christmas and, you know, staying with friends, because I'm sort of reliant on people to put me up, and it's impersonal to get in people's way with their family and everything else. So I sort of get that, and I'm glad I've got the studio, because I can focus in working in here. I know people are probably thinking, well, you don't work Christmas, but, you know, I'm not very family orientated anymore. Every time I sort of try and engage with family, it's always, you know, I always get either they get frustrated or I get frustrated, and it's annoying. So I'd rather be around people who understand me as a person before all that sort of, you know, questioning and debates and all that crap that goes on at Christmas that you don't really want to engage in. All I really want to do is make my daughter happy and, you know, make sure she has a good time and throw snowballs at each other and just have a laugh. I still need to do all that shopping stuff. Don't have a lot of money. I'm still waiting for money to come in before I can go and shop. It just seems to be the case for me. I always have to shop on Christmas Eve. Always. It's like following in my dad's tradition. Although I'm not as bad as buying a box of Maltesers and some oil of Ulay like my dad did once for my mum. That didn't go down very well at all. Mainly because he got it from a service station. I'd like to change that next year. I wanted this Christmas to be a lot better than last Christmas, but anything will be better than last Christmas, because I sort of went through a lot of head trash crap, which I'm glad has moved on, and I'm glad I've refocused into doing what I'm doing, and I feel so much better than I did last year. So much better, it's untrue. Right, okay, I'm just waiting for Visual Hub to encode day 23 down to a decent file size, because otherwise I'd have to upload a 1.46 gig Apple Intermediate codec, which is just huge. And at least if I run it through Visual Hub, mega quality, I get it down to about 100 meg, which is more than acceptable. And the picture quality is pretty good as well. Other than that, I hope you're having a great time wherever you are. Hope you're not having too much struggles with getting about transportation. Hope you're not snowed in and haven't got any food and all that sort of stuff. You know, tweet out or send a message or get in touch or reply or comment just to let us know that you're all okay. And you know, I guess we'll all bump into each other soon. My mission right now is to get as much content out for Fibercamp. Get much awareness about that, get involved with some really cool social media projects, get the ARC sponsorship up and going. I really want that project to happen. And also get out to South by Southwest in March. And, you know, believe you me, that comes around very quickly. You know, what is it? It's about 13, 14, 15 weeks, something like that. And they fly by, trust me. As soon as you hit January, you know, you've got to start planning for South by, because before you know it, you're flying. Alrighty. I'm going to record Christmas Eve and Christmas Day content for helpbuildthearc.com and fire some more coffee down there, I guess.